your voice crack there?
No. I paused. I was going to... I forgot what show I was on, and I didn't know what intro to do. So I tried to stop myself, and instead I sounded like Nate the first time he saw PewDiePie. I mean, Pinkie Pie. Fuck! Fuck! Fuck it! We're keeping it. I'm keeping all of it.
We actually recorded?
Yeah, I've been recording the whole time. Because I'm fucking simple.
I thought you had stopped.
I was going to, and then I thought, no, you know what? Sometimes the best things in life come from big errors. That's why I'm here.
Accidents.
Yeah. I'm the happiest accident.
I'm also an accident.
High five. Mentally.
Air high five.
All right. Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. You know it. You love it. And you're in for a treat tonight as we generally bullshit some more. Shannon Young here with you. Jesse Kimball's at the end of the table.
That I am.
The better of the two.
Easy. We are equals.
Only in the eyes of the Lord. And I don't believe in him, so.
Oh.
Well. You're just all over the map already.
I'm really tired. Lindsay Wolfgang's here, as usual.
Yes.
And you look lovely.
Thank you.
Mandy's here.
Yes.
And I can't look at Mandy, because every time I look at her, I just see a little blue light flash. Because of her headphones.
Oh,
and I just constantly see that little blue headlight flash. Light flash. Fucking
that
son
better?
Of a bitch. Well, now you look like the Unabomber.
Except minus a beard.
And much cuter. And alive.
And not going to bomb us all.
Well, is he dead?
All right.
I honestly have no idea.
I don't remember. Sorry if I'm all over the map tonight. I didn't sleep well. I think I told Lindsay this story, but I went to bed at 1 o'clock last night. So I went to bed at 1 o'clock after having a huge fight with Allie and Dalton. I went to bed at 1 o'clock. Yeah, that's other stories I didn't talk about. After the show last night, I got super pissed off and didn't speak to either of them for the rest of the night. Went to bed at 1 o'clock and woke up with my stomach just, it felt like someone took my intestines, wrapped them around each other, just kind of squeezed and twisted. Mm. So I looked at my phone. I'm like, oh, what fucking time is it? It was 2 o'clock.
Oh, God.
I had been in bed for about 40 minutes before this happened. So I went to the bathroom. About 3 o'clock, I left the bathroom, and I hung out with Bob to like almost 4, and then I tried to go to sleep again, and then I woke up at like 8. So I'm very tired, and yeah, my mind ain't right.
I'm surprised you haven't just killed that coffee already.
I'm still sick. My stomach hurts, so it sucks to drink anything or eat anything, which Calvin was kind enough to bring me Taco John's for lunch today, which I thought this could go either way. This could be a really good idea or a really bad idea.
It'll clean you out one way or the other.
It was so then you go to the bathroom because you have to go to the bathroom so bad, and then you don't. And you're like, well, this is my life now. I started looking into euthanasia.
Do we need to buy you some Pepto?
Yes. Yeah, we probably need some of that for the apartment anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
I can't handle that stuff.
Pepto-Bismol?
It works.
Yeah. No, I immediately throw. I'm sure it works for most people.
Well, no, that's the point, is if you need to throw up, it makes you throw up.
I don't think that's printed anywhere on the bottle.
Well, that's what
I'm pretty sure
I was always told as a child, and it worked.
I was always told that it, like, settles your stomach.
Well,
not makes you throw up.
Yeah, see, that's what my understanding was, too, is that it's supposed to settle your stomach, but not me. As soon as
Either
I take
way.
That stuff, I just immediately projectile pink vomit.
Well, whatever's causing the problem is now out.
Except it wasn't. I still felt terrible.
Don't take Lindsay's advice on this, because Lindsay, when I got sick, Jesse, you remember a couple years ago at Christmas, when I got super sick, I worked at GameStop.
Oh, yeah.
And I just threw up the entire morning.
That was food poisoning.
And Lindsay's like,
different.
Lindsay's like, here, drink the 7-Up. It'll make you feel better. And I hadn't thrown up in a while. And I was like, okay. I took a sip, immediately started throwing up again. So she's the fucking worst. Do not listen to Lindsay Wolfgang.
That never works for me, like Sprite or 7-Up for an upset stomach. I'm just like, no. Doesn't work.
Nothing works.
It just makes me feel gross.
Yeah.
My mom always had the same thing. Like, oh, we'll get you some 7-Up
get you some ginger ale.
Yes, ginger ale.
Why do you always do the grandma squid voice?
Where's those glasses at?
Find you them granny glasses.
I'm pretty sure Allie retired
glasses. They're hanging on her cork board.
Oh, well, a cork board.
Sounds like they're retired.
Yeah.
Is there a scrapbooking border around them?
No. They're just hanging on a
Not
piece
yet.
Of twine.
That she uses to knit doilies.
Are we sure that Allie isn't secretly 75?
There's something about the term knitting doilies that makes me laugh. Well, I mean, she does have the bones of a 75-year-old. I think if Calvin's still around, he can confirm her age. She's 4 years younger than him. Okay.
So is Calvin in his 70s?
Calvin is 79.
Calvin was talking to me today about something about in the, and I thought I may have dreamt this. This may not have happened, that in the future we're going to start regenerating ourselves and getting younger. So,
so we're gnomes.
So maybe Allie really is 70 and she hit it first. Is she a part of that experiment?
Did she watch Benjamin Button too many times?
I've never watched it one time.
That's a weird movie.
Today's episode is brought to you by the movie Benjamin, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, starring Tom Pitt.
No. Except we're not talking about that movie.
Lindsay, did you see the thing I tagged you in today? Not the 2DS Pokemon.
The nerdy t-shirts?
Yes. The host club?
Uh-huh.
That person was so happy.
That you know what host club was?
Oh, and to be fair, Kevin Huntsberger, if you're listening to this, you can spread this to her, that I didn't really know what host club was.
But I do.
But Lindsay knows what host club is. And since Lindsay knows about it, I know about it.
Uh-huh.
Lindsay's a big fan of host club.
I love host club. They crack me
up. Are you guys fans of host club?
I am aware of its existence.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I've never watched it, but I know it's
I wanted to watch the anime so badly. I watched it in Japanese with Spanish subtitles because I couldn't find an English subtitle.
She really did. That's a true story.
Did you just like pause it to translate like Spanish?
Well,
or?
Between the episodes,
she had Babelfish ready.
No, the episodes mirrored the comic fairly close, and I remember minor bits of Spanish. So
I feel like you would have had more knowledge of the Japanese words from constantly listening to.
No.
To be fair, when I first played Sailor Moon, the RPG on Super Nintendo, I played it in Japanese.
Me too.
So I didn't know what was going on.
No, I was just clicking buttons and randomly figuring things out.
Yeah.
Hey, that got me to the next mission. All right, time to go. Oh, now they're talking again.
Oh, God, since I can't get online, I can't read the fan comments.
Do you have your phone?
That's true. Yeah, pull that out.
I was going to say, what?
Oh, we have comments.
Yay! Because
I asked people tonight, like, what's, you know.
You posted something before the show?
Yeah, yeah. I want to know what they thought about PewDiePie. I want to know what they thought about, you know, just a couple different things. Sorry, I got a message from Sarah Summers here, and it's a positive message, and it warms my heart.
So. Oh, hey, girl.
Mandy says hello to Sarah Summers. She knew that because you said it. Fuck. So what we're talking about.
We're going to repeat Shannon again narrating. Shannon's time.
So what we're going to talk about tonight, we're talking about PewDiePie here in a second because he did something stupid. And we saw It on Sunday. We want to talk a little bit about It. And I kind of want to talk about Stephen King a little bit because Double H was in here and we were talking about Stephen King the other day. And it was just an interesting conversation because Stephen King is an interesting dude. And I got comments about it. But let's start off by talking about PewDiePie.
Okay.
Okay.
So who wants to tell what happened to PewDiePie and also use the words he used?
Not I.
I don't think anybody should use
the
words that he
used. Cliff Note version without the word.
I feel like in a case like this, I almost feel like you should hear the word because you shouldn't really shy away.
I mean, if we say
N word, you know what we're talking about.
Or the N word. Yeah, every single person knows what we're talking about.
It doesn't have the same impact, in my opinion. I'm not going to do it. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, I feel like it would have a bigger impact that maybe people would get a little bit more upset if they heard the word. It's kind of like when I would always say, like, you know, that coverage of the war, whenever they would show tanks firing off into the sky. I feel like it would have a different impact on people if you saw dead bodies and children murdered in the street.
Yeah.
Maybe your opinion on it would be more. You would be more outraged if you saw the atrocities.
I would agree with you, like, to this point, if we played a clip of PewDiePie saying it.
But you think repeating it wouldn't have the same impact?
Repeating it ourselves just makes us saying it.
We don't have, like, the emotion that he had.
Yeah, and he
I
had
don't want
emotion.
To have the emotion.
That he did.
So here's what happened. You all know who PewDiePie is. He's
unfortunately
the number one YouTuber. I mean, he is. He's the number one YouTuber. He's the most popular. He kind of
Disney dropped him, didn't they?
Disney dropped him after the anti-Semitic stuff, the Nazi stuff that he did before.
Yeah.
And this isn't the first time he's been busted for stuff like this. And he always says he's going to get better. It's a joke. It's a prank. Sorry, it went too far. Well, he was playing Player Unknown Battlegrounds, and while he's live streaming this, he said somebody killed his friend, and he said what a fucking N-word, and then he said
he was like, oh shit, I didn't mean it.
Well, he
I
said
think, or something like that.
He called him an asshole, and then he just started laughing and said I don't mean this in a bad way or something like that, and then he just kept going. And I'm sure in his mind, if that had been it, fine, I'm sure he would have let it go, but the internet has a way of
coming back and biting you in the ass
and haunting you. So I wish I had my... Jesse, will you look this up for me? Because I
look what up?
So
the comments? Or?
There was a game developer. Who decided that he was going to flag every one of PewDiePie's videos that featured his work through the YouTube ad stuff, you know? And a lot of people are saying maybe that's too far. And then, of course, there's people that defend him, too, and say, well, he's not really racist. He doesn't really mean it.
Well, there was one that's, like, in their terms or something. It says something like, you're free to play our game, however, because it gets them out there, something like that. And then, so then they're saying, well, he's playing his game the way, something like that. But I remember reading that and how he was going to reach out to other people and try and pull their games from him as well.
And he did apologize, too, for the record.
Called himself an idiot.
Of course he did. He got caught. That's the only reason he apologized.
That's what, I don't know how true it is, in my opinion.
His apology?
Yeah.
I feel
he's
like
just saying it to save face, or if he generally is sorry.
I'm assuming it's the safe. I don't know the man personally, but considering this is like the seventh time he's done something really stupid, especially something so racially insensitive, I feel like he knows exactly what he's doing, and he's just kind of an asshole at this point.
Yeah.
But there are people that defend him and say, you know, it was a heat of the moment thing. His excuse for it originally was, sometimes I forget I'm streaming.
Yeah.
Which is not an excuse.
No.
That's like
not.
If you're on camera beating your wife.
Yeah.
And you're getting caught and you're like, oh, sometimes I forget I'm recorded.
Yeah.
So you still beat your wife is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You just don't assume people are watching.
Yeah.
What fucking piece of shit.
He also said, the other player did a dick move and I tried to think of the worst word.
Mm-hmm.
PewDiePie said while laughing, and I ended up saying the N-word. And he actually said it in that video. He added, I know that no one watching gives a shit.
Clearly not.
Oh, they do.
Damn.
Yeah, that is just stupid.
Sean Vanaman,
stupid,
is that who you're looking at? We're filing a DMCA
takedown
of PewDiePie's Firewatch content and any future Campo Santo games.
Yep.
So at this point, like, what should happen to PewDiePie? Clearly the guy's off his rocker. I mean, I won't go as far as to say he's racist, but when you use so much Nazi imagery and then you say the N-word like that and then follow it up by saying, I was just trying to think of the worst word I could think of. No one gives a shit.
Yeah.
You kind of sound like a piece of garbage. Asa had a good comment on this. Let me find it here real quick. Cause
I know a lot of people were commenting, well, it's just words, get over it.
Yeah, someone said don't give the word power and then it won't be a thing anymore.
Yeah.
You don't get to decide that.
Yeah.
Like I feel like,
I bet it was a white person that said it.
If you're some white person saying let's just stop giving the word power, I feel like you don't have the right to take that power away when you can't do that. No.
And if words are just words, then we would let kids going around say fucking bastard and shit, but
I mean they do, Lindsay, at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them. But you know what I'm saying, like, obviously words still have power. Although I'm a person that says actions speak way louder, but words still hurt.
Especially when you're a celebrity like that.
Yeah.
You know?
You're getting paid, you need to not be a dickhead the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I've never understood the appeal of PewDiePie.
Me either.
I remember watching Reagan and Riley watch him over at the Jackson store, and I never thought he was funny. I didn't think he was entertaining.
I think Krista used to watch him.
Krista
liked Markiplier.
Yeah, I thought she's watched PewDiePie, though.
Yeah,
I'm sure she has.
Because I think I heard of him.
She probably did
She
was trying to do Minecraft stuff, too, yeah.
And Markiplier's
got really popular doing.
Markiplier's not bad. I still don't find him that entertaining, but I just don't find that genre that entertaining.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, I only like watching Let's Plays in that I watch them for research purposes, like whether or not I want to buy a game. I don't want to see the full playthrough. I just want to see a couple of things, especially like a relatively unknown like MMO or something like that. I want to see like what the character creation looks like, like what the world looks like and stuff like that before I buy it.
But you don't want to watch these guys so over the top acting. I don't find it entertaining. But that doesn't take away from this situation. Like, I don't care how shitty of an entertainer he is. I don't feel like we should give him a pass on this. At what point do you finally go, okay,
yeah,
that's like the fifth strike. At this point, you're a piece of shit.
And that just seems like it's okay for any YouTuber to do it.
Asa,
if you're not going to keep scolding.
Asa semi-defended PewDiePie. And Asa, if I'm misquoting you on this, let me know. Originally with the Nazi stuff, because it wasn't something he did. It was kind of a social experiment type thing, if I remember correctly, where he paid these guys to do it to see if they would, and they did.
Yeah.
So kind of gave him a pass on that because, but Asa said he cannot give him a pass on this one. This is just bottom barrel dirtbag stuff. Jonathan Atwood said PewDiePie is simply, and by the way, hi Johnny, we love you. PewDiePie is simply an extension, an amplification, if you will, of something that's been going on in gamer culture for years. The culture where calling someone a N-word or F-word for homosexuals. I don't want to say that word either. Oh, is okay. So as long as it's in the heat of a Call of Duty match where casual racism, sexism, homophobia is protected as being just one of the boys or for the lulz. It's not something new. It's just something that's becoming obvious. And he's absolutely right on that. And that's where it gets complicated for me. Cause even though I've never really been one to like shout out racial slurs, we both know a certain somebody that would play Call of Duty. He's probably listening and we love him, but he would get so mad that at one point I specifically, I can't say the words.
Nope. But I know the one you're talking
Me
about.
Too.
He said of effing N word C word is what he would yell when he got mad at Call of Duty.
Yeah. Like you talk about looking for the most offensive string of words.
He would do that. And then I know another guy who we know too that doesn't curse. And this one is more offensive to me. He doesn't curse. But one day when I was on Xbox Live with him and Bob was on Xbox Live with him, he's playing a game, not with us. And his curse word of choice was he started saying faggot.
Bundle of sticks.
Yeah. Damn it. Why didn't you say that first? You know, no, it's fine. It's uncensored. I'm not trying to use the word in a derogatory term. That's what he would say. He would be on
that
chat.
One I'll give you a pass on since there is an F word. But
all I know is that when we were playing, I heard him going, oh, faggot, faggot, faggot.
I mean, in a different time, it meant cigarettes.
But it not now.
No, fag is a cigarette. A faggot is a bundle of sticks.
It's a bundle of sticks.
Whatever.
Two different words.
But I don't think that person's racist or homophobic either. And the guy we're talking about
might be a little homophobic.
Well, is the guy before that racist?
No. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying that he is homophobic because he used the word. I'm just saying that that individual in particular might be a little homophobic.
I can give you a pass on that one. I can agree with that to an extent. But I myself have used really terrible terms when I'm playing games. I think we all have.
Oh, yeah. Especially like back in the like 90s and 2000s. Like, yeah, that was like South Park actually did an entire episode about it. Where they're like about that word in general, where they were talking about like.
I remember that episode because you could only say it if you were one. Wasn't that it?
No.
Because then at the end, the one guy says, so you're saying I can't say, and then he says it, and the guy looks at him and says, you want to go, like, make out?
I think you're talking about something.
Which word are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one, the bundle of sticks where they have the episode with the bikers.
I think it's a different episode, but.
Okay, yeah, because they had the whole thing about, like, the bikers, like, that were cruising around South Park, and, the guys just called them, you know, a bunch of bundles of sticks, and they got in trouble for it. I don't remember the episode very clearly. Hunter's probably like, Jesse, what are you doing right now? Because I know he's a huge fan
of South
Park. I should know. But yeah, that was by the end of the episode. They're like, no, we don't really care about people that are gay. Like gay people aren't bundles of sticks, like douchebags that ride around their motorcycles through small town neighborhoods. Yeah, they were trying to say like the meaning of the word has changed.
I don't agree with that reasoning though.
Yeah, no, it's the same like trying to take power away from it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I get it. Cause especially again, back in like the 90s and 2000s, everybody said it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not defending it. Just that's the way it was.
If you were anywhere near our age, you know, and even now, it hasn't changed. How many times have you said, oh, that's gay?
Yeah, I mean, that's still happening all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hear it here in the store, and I try to tell kids, like, we don't use that as a derogatory term.
Yeah.
You will not use gay as a derogatory term in my store.
Because we even had, like, that lady that was trying to be hip.
It's pretty gay, isn't it? Is it gay?
Is that game gay?
What do you mean, is that game gay? Like, what a child.
She's trying to be hip.
Yeah.
That's not hip. No. That's, like, that needs to die.
Yeah.
The using the N-word and using the F-word as a angry emoji in real life needs to fucking die. That's just ridiculous. And PewDiePie needs to be taken off of whatever he's on.
Using it as racial slur, like racial slurs in general, like just they need to stop being used in like a heat of the moment thing. Just
we were talking about it, the whole well, what if someone says cracker? I mentioned this in the group chat. Well, what if a black person calls a white person cracker? Isn't that the same? It's not. Have you
not
ever been
close.
Offended by the term cracker?
No.
No.
There's so many reasons why it's not the same.
Cracker is like, one, I've never been called a cracker. I don't think.
We did in Indianapolis.
That's true. That did happen in Indianapolis.
We were walking across the fucking crosswalk, so we had the right of way. And this like drunk ass bitch is like, you fucking crackers, get out of the way! Or something like that.
And I think
like
she
that.
Was white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm 99% sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, cause I mean, we were walking to a football game.
And so there's like hundreds of us. It wasn't just like us four.
Right.
There was a mob of us.
So she was having to wait while all these people crossed the street towards the stadium. And yeah, she was like, get out of the road, you crackers. Like,
we're like,
and
what?
What?
Johnny Atwood's right. Like, this isn't a new thing.
No.
It's just, you know, with Trump, here we go on Trump. I'm sorry. But with Trump taking office, it's just
all connected.
It is. And it's become more apparent. Like how casual and racist life is. Did you see about the baseball game? I think it was the Red Sox. Some fans dropped a giant banner that said racism is as American as baseball.
Oh.
But no one knows. I don't think anyone knows what their intent was. Like whether they meant it as racism is good, just like baseball, or they're saying it's as common as baseball.
Yeah. Cause
one's right and one's wrong.
Yeah.
Racism is as American as baseball. Racism is very popular in America. It's not right, but it is.
Yeah.
And we need to do whatever it takes to get rid of it.
Agreed.
Even Nate Smith posted on this and said,
oh, please tell me he just said words are just words.
No, he said, PewDiePie is an annoying, rude moron. I thought before any of his controversial bullshit, and I think it now too. So maybe he didn't like PewDiePie to begin with, but he's right. I agree with Nate. He is annoying. He is rude. He does act like a moron. He also pulls in like $50 billion a month.
Yeah.
And until you hit him where it hurts in his wallet, he doesn't give a shit.
Yep.
Yeah, because honestly, it's one of those things, like, he's not losing any viewers at this table.
Because he doesn't have any.
Yeah, because he never had one. The only time I know about PewDiePie is when he says something stupid.
I only hear about it when he's in the news for doing something terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I got one more comment on here, too. I want to read Ace's, but it's on the Podzilla page. While I'm doing that, you guys banter amongst yourselves.
What is this banter you speak of?
I'll banter with you.
Okay.
I don't know. I just don't really care for Let's Plays. I get bored. And then I think they're so fake with their reactions a lot of the times.
They are. It's over the top.
So I just, Michael
wants them viewers.
Michael watches this fucking FGTV, and it's his dad and his kid, and he's so fucking annoying. I cannot stand him. But he plays all this Minecraft, so Mike thinks it's hilarious. And then he mocks, like, copies the dad and, like, the sound effects and the dumb way he says shit. So annoying.
There's a rise in obnoxiousness. In America that's become so popular.
I haven't let Mike watch it in a little bit just because I'm just like, no, I cannot handle this guy in the fucking background. I can't.
Not right now.
Of you like saying what he doesn't say bad things. It's just annoying things that he does. And I just don't want my kid mocking them.
Yeah. And you wonder like, am I too old? Am I out of touch?
Yeah.
But then you pause and go, no.
No, it's the kids that are wrong.
This is Ace's comment that he left on there, and I want to read this, and we'll wrap up PewDiePie, and I wish someone would wrap him up and send him back to Sweden or wherever he's from. I don't care for him. I never have. I never will. And especially when you keep showing your true colors like this. Because someone's going to say, Shannon, you've said the N-word before on the show. Yes, I have. And I can't think of a single time I said the N-word like in a derogatory term. Usually I'm just quoting what other dumb shit people say. Mm-hmm. Or I'm trying to spin it on them to make them feel stupid for saying the word. Does it always work? No. Should I probably not have said the word? Probably. But I think there's a big difference between me and PewDiePie.
Oh, yeah. Because,
like,
I mean,
$60 million.
Yeah. He was rage gaming and just, you know, derogatorily screaming.
If you rage game and you yell out racial slurs, don't play games. How the fuck do you make so much money playing games when you're such a little piece of shit?
Also, one of the things just in general about this, I have very much trained myself in certain situations to not use regular swear words. I don't use racial slurs in general, but this is this dude's job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he understands that using certain language can lose him this job. Like, the stuff that he's done has lost him a sponsorship with Disney, which was a significant amount of money. And yeah, like, this is going to lose him viewers. You'd think by now that he would train himself like every other Joe Schmo would at a job and not say certain words.
Well, in his apology, he said that he hears other people do it and he gets mad.
Oh, yeah.
He gets upset hearing other people do it because it's so immature and childish. And he knows he said he's not going to do it again before, but he's going to try to get better.
I don't feel
like he deserves what he has.
No.
But that's,
I still don't know how he got as popular as he got.
Because kids love shit.
Pretty much.
Kids love squalor.
But there's so much of it out there. Why him in particular?
What
made him so lucky?
I think it's because he was one of the first. He was one of the first to really do that style of Let's Play. And a lot of people just copy PewDiePie.
And the girls probably think he's attractive.
Well, it's like the Logan Paul brothers or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The girls think they're cute, so they let him get away with stuff. Mm-hmm. And the dudes like him because they're funny for the lulz.
Yeah.
Top kick. All the way.
Just a prank, bro.
Asa Gray, the five-star man, who I really missed yesterday. Wish he could have been there for the shows. Says, as for PewDiePie, because he also talked about Stephen King. We'll mention that in a second. As for PewDiePie, I think he got an undeserved bad rap about the anti-Semite accusations. We talked about WSJ picking things out of context. Wall Street Journal picking things out of context earlier this year. But there's absolutely no excuse this time. Previously, I would have said that he just made some tasteless jokes, which we are all guilty of, let's be honest. Absolutely, Asa. But this is just blatant racism. There is no reason or excuse he could possibly give for saying that on a stream. He then tried to say he didn't mean it in a bad way, except he called the same player an asshole seconds after, and there's literally nothing but the wrong way to call someone by that word. In his apology, he says that he gets annoyed when he hears other players use that slur, except in the original video, he says, sometimes I forget that I am streaming, which implies that he says it when he isn't being viewed by millions of people.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I think we all probably say things in private that we would never say in public, like in our own heads at least. We think the worst things. We all do that. We all do that. Come on. I mean, how many people here hasn't thought just the worst word whenever something happens? We have.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't say it. And then if we say it, I think we'd own it.
It also slid off his tongue like it was just a normal fucking word that he says, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't like he paused for a second.
Yeah, like,
holy
shit,
think of,
did
like,
I just say that?
What word could I possibly...
It just rolled right off.
Yeah, and as soon as he said it, like, he was just very quickly like, oh, no, I didn't mean that. What an asshole.
I am streaming. Fuck, you shouldn't.
And then he laughed. Like, he laughed about it. And it was almost a laugh that looked like, I know I fucked up, so now I'm just trying to cover, and let's move past this and hope no one saw it. No. Everyone saw it, and it's time PewDiePie went bye-bye.
Agreed.
Not in a murder way.
He won't.
He won't. He'll still be there. Yep. Let's talk about it, because I want to talk about something happier. Mandy, are you sure you're okay for us to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I remember the preview just. She didn't like it.
She didn't like it, but the movie was great.
I'll have you know, Criminal Minds is strengthening me slightly. Not by a lot, but it's.
It could not possibly prepare you for the kind of movies we want to show you.
No, not if they get really into the movies they want to show you.
This is going to be full spoiler. So real quick, let's just say if we like the movie. So if people are on the fence about it, although movie's breaking records all over the place.
Yeah, because I meant to do this last Sunday, the spoiler-free review.
So we'll just quick review. And if you guys want to, well, you probably will just leave it to this. I thought it was good. I thought it was really good. It was a...
You can give it the nerd up rating scale.
Oh, we'll do that. What's that? Yeah. What is it again?
See
it, rent it. What is it?
Full price matinee or rent it?
Yep, full price.
Full price matinee, rental, avoid.
Full price for me.
Avoid.
I would have paid full price, and I'm not a horror movie person.
Mandy, you don't get to talk. you can't say avoid.
I'll see you later.
Jesse?
I would also say full price. It's worth it. It's worth seeing it for full price.
It's one of the best horror movies you're going to see this year or in a year. Are you listening to music right now? Stop that. You stop that.
Also,
you would have enjoyed it.
You told me I can't talk.
Mandy, I could handle it. Like, I wasn't feeling the need to, like, squirm.
Also, get to Werenberg before these seats go to crap. Because the new seats at Werenberg are awesome.
Yeah. We saw it in the reclinos. And other than the one not working correctly. And the fact that they give you assigned seats.
That's
okay. So they give you assigned seats, and yet we had to move.
Oh,
yeah. I feel like
that's because someone in our group didn't pick the seat at the end. They left a spot.
No. Well, yeah, that's true. Because Bob, so as Bob told the story, because he's the one that picked the seats out, he first on the site, grayed out seats are unavailable.
What?
When you get to there, well, yeah, if the seats are grayed out, that means they're already taken.
Oh, grayed out. Okay.
But when you get there, gray seats are available. First off. So that's confusing to start with.
Yeah.
Also, on the key, in addition to like that, green, because she tried to explain it to me, it was like, the green seat is the one selected and teal are ones that are taken. And I'm not making this up.
Why would you do the two colors that look exactly the same?
Or something.
Yeah.
Because it was, because I was looking for the green when she was like, all right, yeah, green is the seat. I actually like,
I
had to look real hard to find green.
We all sat together, which was great. Hi, Billy, by the way. And then Billy just walked in the studio. And then they moved us down.
Yeah.
Which just irritated me. I wanted to tell the guys, like, but I thought these were assigned seats.
Oh, these were the seats we paid for.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we say assigned seats, like, you actually go up to the register. They show you the theater.
You get a choice.
Yeah, and you get to, like, name off whatever seat you want, and you buy the ticket for that seat.
Right. Which we did. And then we sat down and then they moved us because some dumb bitch like forgot where she was sitting or something. I don't know. It was fucking stupid.
So
anyway.
They labeled?
Yeah. Yes. They have little, like when you go on the steps now, there's big letters on the carpeting as you go up. And then on the front of each of the Dream Loungers, there's like a light up letter on
it. Way too much extra.
It was. Yeah. But the seats were awesome.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
They reclined real good.
They were super comfy.
Yeah.
Only downside was they were a little toasty.
Yeah, because they're leather.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
They don't breathe.
Mm-mm.
And then the movie started after about 15 different...
30. I looked at my clock. 35 minutes worth of previews.
Well, hey, sounds like Wonder Woman.
And on top of that, we were already in there late.
Yeah. Just a few minutes. Before we do this, did you see the picture of the new Hellboy?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That is sexy as fuck.
Yeah, well, no, we were going to talk about that on Sunday, too. We still will.
I have not seen this yet.
We'll show it to Jesse will pull it up.
Because
he looks a lot like Ron Perlman. He really does.
Really?
Yeah. But dude is jacked. He's real jacked. And he looks awesome. I'm excited about this Hellboy.
Hilariously, so I was, I sent this to some of my friends, like, that I play. Have you seen this, Mandy? Did you look at it in the...
D&D.
Possibly.
D&D. No, Destiny. Overwatch with. Okay. All right. Well, first I'm going to show Lindsay and Mandy. This is the before picture.
Okay. Wait, I've never seen the before picture. Can I also see that?
Yeah, pass that down to Shannon.
Wait, who the fuck is this?
Now I can't think of his name. David.
Are you going to tell me this is the guy that's Hellboy?
Yeah, that's the guy that's Hellboy.
That's the dude from Stranger Things.
Yeah, it is. It's the sheriff from Stranger Things.
Huh.
He's Hellboy?
He is Hellboy. All right. Now, that's the before.
Okay.
All right.
Before makeup.
Bye, Calvin.
3.5 months later, because I looked up this timeline, 3.5 months later, he looked like that.
Dang. Well, with makeup added, obviously.
Well, yeah,
with abs added through exercise.
I was about to say, like, they ignore the makeup. Like, look at his arms.
That's
look at that chest.
Hardcore working out.
I can literally hear underwear dropping to the floor right now.
Yeah.
No, mine included.
No, like, it's not just hard work. There is some pharmaceutical aid going on there for sure. But no, one of my friends, I'm not going to call her out, but yeah, it's one of the people I play Overwatch with. She just said, well, he went from dad to daddy.
Well, that's disturbing.
That's cool.
I thought it was really funny.
That is definitely funny.
I can't wait to see it. Yeah, anyway. Anyway, back to,
and we need to, what is the dude's name? It's David something.
Man, this It review though.
No. We'll wait.
What is his name?
Wow, Jesse, just take up the whole podcast with your shenanigans over there.
This is normally Shannon's category here.
Is David, I don't know his last name either. I want to say Joyner or Stevens. I don't think it's either of those.
No, it's not those.
Swashbuckles.
Well, I can't look it up, so.
I got it. You guys just banter amongst yourselves.
Damn it, this banter fillings. I'm more than this.
So there were 35 minutes worth of trailers in front of it,
uh-huh.
Of which all of them were pretty terrible, except for there was one or two that I was excited.
David Harbour.
Thank you. They had the Blade Runner 2049 trailer, which I want to see that. That looks pretty cool. They had the worst trailer for Bad Moms Christmas.
Oh, jeez.
Woo! Where it was a Red Band trailer. So the selling point was there was like a 7-year-old girl in the first 10 seconds that said,
Oh my fucking God.
I don't understand how that got Red Band.
And
it's a child swearing. Big deal. There's no blood and guts and nastiness.
Dude, the glare that Shannon just
it's
gave
it's them saying fuck 30 times in the trailer.
Whatever.
Because they did.
Because a green band trailer is basically something you can show on TV. A red band trailer is one that you can't show on television. You hardly ever see red band trailers in theaters.
That's because every red band trailer you show me is blood and guts and gore to the extreme.
Well, you were in probably an R-rated movie,
oh, yeah, it's
because
he finds he finds the red band horror movie trailers. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's definitely the difference.
Those are the better ones.
Yeah. Because, and I think you do normally see them when you go to see a rated R movie because
you're in
I see more now. Like, I remember back when I was younger, I never saw red bands, but now you see it a lot more. And it's especially disturbing when you know there are like kids in there and they
were sitting next to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Bad Moms Christmas looks god awful. And if you go support that, Big Lee, I'm never going to speak to you, which you may want. I don't know.
And I'll be honest, like this movie just screamed to me like Trash Birds will love this film.
It doesn't even sound good.
I feel like Dylan D. Bolt's going to get a kick out of it. That's all I'm saying.
We can't give shout outs for, you could have called him like anything, like
Bat Dick.
No, just like Batman's broke ass cousin.
I love Dylan D. Bolt. I love Lee Montgomery. They're fine. They know I'm joking. It's just a prank, bro.
Yeah, but remember we said we were going to use like people's names in the show.
well, if we like them. See, that's the difference. It's like, if I like you and I mention your name on the show, even in a derogatory way, that means I'm just giving you shit because I like you. If I make up a name and I talk shit about you, that means I hate you, Scarecrow. That means if I've ever wished for Godzilla to be real and to snatch your little ass up, it would be that. Anyway.
Oh, anyway. Fucking right.
Damn.
Sorry.
Mandy is also not a fan of Scarecrow.
Not at all.
Good. Good. They had the trailer for Mother, where it literally said, you will never forget where you were when you saw Mother.
Okay. I meant to look this up. Did they get the dude from Honest Trailers for that? Because it sounded like him.
I don't know. I didn't notice.
Cause I leaned over to Lindsay and asked her if like that's what it sounded like.
And she went, Honest Trailers?
I just snickered.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I know what Honest Trailers are. Thank you.
Then the movie started. And my God, what a great, great, great film.
Yeah. Okay, guys, spoilers incoming. Now you've gotten our review. Go see the movie.
Please do.
If you want spoilers, tune in now. Otherwise, pop back in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. So the movie is just breaking. Wait, Billy, have you seen it? It. Are you going to go see It?
Do you care if we spoil the crap out of it for you?
Have you seen
the
original?
That's what we're about to do.
Well, fucking Christ. Go sit outside. All right. We're going to wait for Billy to leave.
Bye, Billy.
All right. So
now I feel like we're kicking Billy out.
Well,
he said he's hungry.
He should have watched the movie. Here's
Did
the
you invite him?
No. Here's the stuff we can talk about before Billy leaves. Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise. The makeup. I wasn't on board originally because I really loved Tim Curry's version because it was more fun. But it very clearly appeared.
I liked the look in the movie.
I did too, because it wasn't supposed to be fun.
Uh-uh.
This was not a happy clown.
No.
That motherfucker was scary.
Yes.
From the opening scene, the way he talks, the way he moves, the way he smiles. I'm not saying he was better than Tim Curry, because Tim Curry is iconic. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've said it before. It's Jack Nicholson's Joker versus Heath Ledger's Joker. Jack Nicholson was an over the top, funnier one, but Heath Ledger was a better Joker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, he was terrifying as Pennywise.
Yes.
And I loved it.
Yeah, it was so good.
Every bit of it was awesome.
The different effects in the movie, a lot of it was practical, but the twisted face woman in the painting, that made me squirm.
Yeah, I was uncomfortable with her.
The one that really got to me was, the one in the library.
Like, oh, the headless burnt person
yeah. walking
that
through
one
the fucking library.
And the leper messed with me.
Oh, yeah, the leper was real gross, too.
I forgot about the one in the library, though, because what really creeped me out was right before that, they show the picture where they're like, they find a surprise of the tree, and it's the guy's
the face.
Head.
Yeah, I was not expecting. Like, I knew there had to be something because they kept zooming in and zooming in
yeah,
and zooming
kept flipping
in.
Through it.
And then it's like, oh, cool.
That's a man's
head. Because of exploding Easter eggs or whatever was
is
the
a
incident.
Man's. Head.
Was it actually a man's head or was it a child's
head? It was a child's
head.
Head.
Okay.
Yeah. And that little childless fucker chased him through. Yeah. Oh, man. That was traumatizing.
Yeah, no, that part, like, that was probably, there were a lot of parts that were really creepy and kind of, you know, they get under you a little bit. The woman in the painting, for sure.
Uh-huh.
I knew as soon as they showed her, because my first thought, so if you've seen the movie, you know what we're talking about. There's the painting of the woman with the flute in the synagogue. Is that what you would call it? Jewish place of worship?
Yes.
Yeah, sounds right.
Okay. Sure. If I'm wrong, both Lindsay and Mandy agreed.
I said it sounds right.
So, but there's a painting, and my first thought was, who the fuck would have this painting in a synagogue? That is a terrifying painting.
Yeah, because it was in the rabbi's office.
Yeah. And her face, man, her face is like twisted and
elongated. Yes.
Yeah. And then he fixes the painting, and then he walks over to do something, and then the painting falls. So he's scared of it. He picks it up to put it back on the wall, and the woman's gone. Then sure enough, the woman's behind him, and that was the only part I kind of hid my eyes. So I'm like, I don't like where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
She murder him?
No.
Is her face still twisted outside?
Yes.
Yeah, no. It looks like something out of like one of those. Like, have you guys ever read any of like the really creepy manga out there?
Well, I remember that one you sent me about the person and the people in
the people
cave.
In the hole.
Yeah, yeah.
This hole is for me. This is I forgot the phrase.
But they were all going to the little holes,
and this hole is for me.
Yeah, that was creepy. It's kind of like that.
It's like the more scary stories for bedtime.
Yeah, it was stretched out and creepy.
Yeah.
And all of the monsters that they showed in this were good. The acting was good. I mean, it was just such a good movie overall. I'm a big horror aficionado, and it takes a lot to please me in a horror film. I've watched some real terrible ones lately, We watched
so many bad ones on Netflix right now.
Oh yeah, we just watched one called Dead Awake, which is about sleep paralysis, which I thought would be interesting because I suffer from sleep paralysis. It's not. It's terrible. Don't watch it. It's bad.
Not good.
No.
I heard The XX was also terrible. That was pretty bad. Recently got added. Yeah.
Watch that. Yeah. It's movies like this that really make you wonder what the fuck they're doing in the horror industry these days.
Let's make our own.
I've wanted to make my own for years. I have so many stories in my head that I just don't have time to write them down.
I like
doing
your
this fucking podcast.
One.
What?
I like your werewolf one.
I don't even remember that one. Oh, yeah, I do remember. Uh-huh. It started as a short film in college we were going to make, and then we never got to because Ryan broke the camera. Had this really expensive camera from school that we borrowed in college, and like we went out to this cabin to start shooting this short film, and Ryan like dropped it. Then we had to take it back and hope they never saw that we did it, and I'm pretty sure they did, but they never said anything to us. So
I did really like the short film you guys did with Bob.
Where he was the serial killer.
With the
yeah.
Hatchet.
Yeah.
And Chad.
Yes. Chad, who was African American, but also like, no, that sounds racist. he's what someone would stereotypically say, like, you're acting white. He's a white black guy. And what I told Chad in the finale of the movie, Bob's the serial killer, and he's chasing around Ryan, and I think the guy's name was Zach. I don't remember his name too much. He's chasing him around in the woods, right? And he's killing off all of these other people one by one. So he's chasing Ryan and Zach, and they run into Chad, who, for whatever reason, we didn't have a plot for it, is just sitting in the woods smoking a cigarette. And I told Chad, I'm like, all right, I want you to act as stereotypically ghetto as you can. Just full out. Just go offensive with it. And he's like, okay. So they run up to him. It's like action. They walk up and Chad goes, what's up, motherfuckers?
Samuel Jackson, it.
You ruined my immersion.
It's got like this like country twang to it.
Yeah. What's up, motherfuckers? Like, you motherfuckers out in these motherfucking woods, man. I'm just chilling and shit out in these motherfucking woods. Y'all motherfucking white people come up here. And I was like, oh my God, you're the worst black actor I've ever seen.
He could not pull off ghetto real well.
He could not. And we forgot to edit the movie because I didn't have time. So after Chad yells all these stuff out, I tell Chad, stop. And he just goes, oh. So that was terrible.
That was fun. Shana found that a few years ago.
I wish I still had computer. It. Oh, I wish I still had it. I don't know where it's at. It's the best, worst. But we filmed a sequel that has never seen the light of day. And we went all out. We had sword fights. We're walking around campus strapped with guns and swords. Real guns because we couldn't afford props. And security would stop us and say things like, why are you guys walking around with all those guns? Like, we're filming a movie. And they go, okay. And they just left. We could have shot that school up real hard.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't. Anyway, I have this little Puss in Boots doll about yay tall. He was the bad guy in the movie. We sat him on a tree branch, and then we would talk to him, and Ryan provided his voice. Ryan's Southern as hell.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a country-fied Puss in Boots right there. But I'm rambling. Let's go back to It. No one wants to hear about my crazy college films.
Yeah, It was a great movie.
What was?
It.
It.
Oh, my God.
It was a great film.
It was a great film. Mandy, you need to go see it.
No.
Did you like Evil Dead?
Which one was that?
The one with the Evil Dead?
Was that the one that we made her watch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
we
did. Is
that the one we watched here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one where you, like, sat next to me and...
And beat up on him the whole time.
So most of the time, if a girl's sitting next to a guy at a horror movie that he's making her watch, she'll, like, clutch to him and be cute. Not Mandy. She beat the shit out of me. She clutched Andrew, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Because that was the one where, like, Jesse, why don't you sit next to Mandy?
No.
I know better. I know, because we were the ones making her watch it. Like, she was going to attack me.
And she hit me a couple times.
But I also didn't have Lindsay's like Pokemon plushie to stuff in my
face.
True,
she didn't have Abra to hold on to.
Was it Abra?
Was
no, I think it was Haunter.
Was it Haunter? It was either Abra or Haunter.
I think
those
it was
were the
Haunter.
Two that were mine.
Yeah. Which was funny because it was a ghost movie. Uh-huh. Which that one wasn't bad. Yeah, I handled it.
Grave Encounters is good.
It was alright.
It's not as good the 30th time I've seen it, I guess.
That's how I feel. Like, it was a good movie, but you watched it so much.
I did, and I'm already
why did I just censor myself there?
Yeah,
I fucking love that movie the first time.
I'm trying to find ways to watch it now. Like, I want to watch it again. Like,
it
I want to
really
download
good.
It illegally. Now that I've watched it, I've paid them my money. I should be able to watch it illegally at this point. Legally. Illegally, legally.
Well, Mandy, we'll just go this weekend sometime before 11 when it's only $6.
I'll go with you.
There you go.
If I'm not working, I'll go.
Because I really fucking loved
what
it.
What is happening? No, like, so I'm being St. Louis, so I can't.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What days?
Boom. Saturday night into Sunday.
All right, yeah, so Saturday, Saturday morning.
No, I work at 9.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Work for once.
We'll just go next Tuesday night. No, you'll have Mikey.
Hey, you cannot trap me.
The part where Pennywise grabs the girl, like he comes out of the like the door, and he just like appears and grabs her. The room full of clowns.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is nightmare fuel right
there.
That
was in the trailer, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was still just real creepy.
And he opens up the, so this kid, he finds a, I shouldn't be telling her this if she's gonna, are you gonna watch it?
Not in theaters.
We're gonna make her do it.
All right.
Maybe if we find different means, maybe. But I'm not paying money to go shit myself in the theater.
We'll get you, what if we buy you some of those, like, Depends?
Just wear those in there. I don't think that really solves the problem. She doesn't want to shit herself at all.
Butt plugs.
Oh, my God. Mm.
There's a word I never thought I'd say to Mandy on the show.
Butt plugs, question mark?
You can't even say hi, can you?
Oh, sorry. Hi. Butt plugs?
There you go.
It's all not right. Like I'll remember.
No, you will. And what's going to happen is you're going to see the painting and go, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. They talked about this.
Okay, yeah.
Then it's going to pop out and then we're going to smell it.
Then it's going to pop out for real.
Okay, this is getting too graphic for me.
All right.
Don't eat. You just went and saw this goddamn movie that was graphic as fuck.
It really wasn't. Well,
no, you've probably seen
that,
graphic
I wasn't
movies.
Expecting that whole, like, arm thing.
Yeah, he bites his arm off.
Ew.
Which I didn't think they were going to show when they did.
It actually wasn't, like, it's not gory.
Well, I mean, you see the nub and the blood.
I mean,
but
that part.
I was more disturbed by, like, the old woman looking off her porch and just seeing, like, the pool of blood flowing down in the sewer.
Right.
Because, yeah, in general, the movie is not very gory.
No, not at all.
No.
Like, it's really not. It's very cerebral, and it's horror.
Yep.
Like, it's not just
and
like
that's
a,
the kind of horror I like.
Yeah.
I would rather
it's a
have
good
that.
Ghost story. And they have just the most amazing character to pin it on in Pennywise. Like,
that's the clown, right?
Yeah. He is just an icon. Like, he really is. I can't think of a better horror villain. Like, he belongs up there with Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees and Chucky and Michael Myers and Donald Trump. He is one of the scariest monsters you will see.
The only thing when we talk about it is I remember is that Reddit thing where it says, hey, Obama's president down here.
Oh, God.
And it's Pennywise in the sewer.
Andrew sends us this picture. And it's actually from r/blackpeople Twitter, which I swear isn't racist. It's a really funny subreddit. But
and it's Pennywise in the sewers. And it's like, yo, what would you do if I tell you Obama's president down here?
Like, I almost packed a bag.
Yeah. And so anytime we're talking about it, I'm just like, Obama.
Just use that to get you through the movie.
Yeah. Just find something silly to
I'll
laugh
tweet
about.
Him and be like, I'm only watching this because it might mean you're president somewhere.
Because it says you're down there. Here's some comments on the movie that we got from you listeners out there. Dylan Kroll said, great movie, well done remake. One of the better remade horror movies, in my opinion. Absolutely, 100% right. Double H sent the gif of Pennywise from the first It movie sitting on the what is it called? The thing you hold on to when it's up higher. And then you rails? Railing?
The railing?
Yeah, sure.
Like on stand? What the
I'm tired. Fuck off. And he's doing the thing that cracks the
oh, the noisemaker.
There you go. Fuck me. Don't fucking stare at me
was that in the library?
Yeah.
He was out here just sitting there like
when he's asking
the
if you
around.
Got Prince Albert in a can. You do? Well, you better let him out. Yeah.
I love Tim Curry.
I love him.
I love Tim Curry.
Austin Lane, best of the best. The champ.
Hey, boo.
The boo says it was amazing. Mandy Kennedy said the Thursday game. Oh, well, you're here.
Yeah, we've discussed that. There was no chance in hell of me talking her into like.
You can't call it the Thursday gang then because I'm part of it. Just
three out of four.
Damn.
Yeah, but the fourth is the most important one. That's Mandy.
We weren't whole. While
he
we were
did
there.
Tell me I was Thursday.
She is. I feel like this show was tailor-made for her because of the F words.
She does like saying the F
word. So instead of your girl Friday, it's your girl Thursday?
My Moana turned into my what day is this?
Thursday.
Yes.
Little fitty day.
Little fitty day. Barry James Carafa hasn't seen it yet, and that makes him sad. That makes me sad, too, because you really should. Stephen Odinson Taylor. I don't know why I always say Odinson. He gets me every time, and I say the full name. It was great. I felt like it really captured the spirit of the Losers Club. That's what the kids are called, the Losers mm-hmm. Club. See? It's sweet. I've been a fan. There's a whole scene where they're in their underwear. Fuck. That scene.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a scene where they're getting ready to jump off the cliff, and all the boys are in the just little tight, tidy white underwear.
They're being forced to jump off a cliff, I guess?
What's no, that? They're just no, out in the quarry jumping into
yeah,
the water.
Yeah, because this is, this is half horror movie, half like...
Slice of life.
Yeah, growing up type of movie. It's an 80s film, which is pretty cool.
And but, it's set in like, what, 87, 89?
80, like somewhere that
had
range.
To be 89, because they played New Kids on the Block way too much.
You mean New Girls on the Block, according to Dalton last night? God damn.
I don't care. I was cracking up.
No, no, he just thought it was New Girls on the Block.
Are you kidding me?
He was like, what are they called? Kids? It's during the CCW Live. It's pretty bad. Anyway.
All right. Whatever.
That's why you didn't want to talk to him.
So, yeah. So they're in their underwear and they're going to jump off. And then the girl shows up and she's like, I'll go first. And she just strips down to her bra and panties. And we're going like, well, this is very pedophile heavy.
No, this just made a pedophile very happy. That's what happened.
Stephen King?
Oh, yeah.
Because he also, this part they left out of the film towards the end of the first movie or the first part of the story, she sleeps with all of them.
In the book.
Them. Yeah.
Not in the movie.
They left that out of the movie.
Thank God.
They literally gangbang her to strengthen their bond. Who the fuck as an adult man writes that about 14-year-olds and thinks that it's okay?
I don't know.
How is that? How did he not go to jail for that? I'm pretty sure I can't write a short story about a 13-year-old having sex without people thinking I'm weird.
It was a different time.
Touche.
That's really all I got.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
Speaking of King, Steven Taylor says, I've been a fan of King's work for years. He's the most prolific fiction writer of our time. However, I do get somewhat miffed that he's known largely for just his horror novels due to the films they've spawned. It just irks me when an authors are pigeonholed like that. His most brilliant work is in the realm of sci-fi and fantasy, Dark Tower series being his magnum opus. Really, the only substantial negative criticism that I can offer about his work is that as his career has gone on, he tends to overindulge in inconsequential details. I suspect that's more for his own satisfaction rather than the audience's. And, I just don't think Stephen King's that good. I'm just going to say it.
I've never read one of his books.
I think
his film adaptations are better.
Some of them.
Fight me.
I got really, really into horror books back in the day. Like, I read a whole bunch of, like, Goosebumps, then Ghosts of Fear Street, then Fear Street. The R.L. Stine train, basically. And then once I was done with R.L. Stine, I was like, well, what's the... Well, Stephen King does a bunch of horror novels. Let's go there. So, yeah, I read a bunch of that back in the day. But, yeah, no, I preferred R.L. Stine's work for most of it. Like, some of those stories were really good.
I think Stephen King is a great... He has great ideas, but I don't think he's a great writer. But, I mean, who am I to fucking judge? Well,
it's the execution that's weird. Because, yeah. Stephen King, in my opinion, has a lot of trouble figuring out how to end a book.
Yeah.
Like, the story itself is fine. Like, the climax and everything is fine. Then, like, the ending is
just
always...
wrapping it up.
Yeah, he's never been good at ending a story.
And he's given us some of the most iconic... work of a horror, you know, in years of The Shining, The Dark Half, It, like some of the most memorable stuff. But I always remember the movies. I never remember the books. Like, I know he wrote them. I even watched the terrible ones, like The Tommyknockers
and Cujo and Thinner
and The Langoliers.
I like The Langoliers. Thank you. Though that probably has more to do with the fact that Dean Stockwell and the guy that played Balky were in it.
I had a guy come in the other day and said that he overheard us talking about Stephen King, and he said his favorite movie was Maximum Overdrive. And we all went, yeah, that was a really good one. Then we left. We were like, that's the fucking worst one of all. That's like 15 Christines all circling each other. It's terrible.
My dad loved that movie back when I was a kid. I remember
I can't back that up.
New Year's Eve, 1999. That movie was playing like a marathon basically all day.
And he watched all of it. It was like A Christmas Story, wasn't it?
It was.
And that's why I hate A Christmas Story.
Yeah, no, my dad did that with A Christmas Story every Christmas, too. That was just playing in the background. Like, my mom would play Kenny G's Christmas while we opened gifts.
You had the same nightmare Christmas as me.
Oh, I don't wish this upon anyone.
No.
Yeah, Kenny G Christmas while we opened presents. And then...
Maximum Overdrive.
Because mom Christmas had story Kenny G, and then we went into grandma's, and my cousins would take over the TV and Christmas Story all effing day.
That's what my brother liked to watch, but I never sat in there, so I've still never seen Christmas Story, and I'll never will.
You're not missing anything.
Yeah.
I know the basic of the story. Little kid licks a pole. Little kid gets his eye shot out. Yeah.
It's like Jesse in the Breakfast Club.
Oh, I like the Breakfast Club.
Oh, I thought that was me they were making fun of. That's never seen the Breakfast Club.
Oh, it's both of us. I've never seen it either.
Oh, I've seen it. I just don't remember it.
I like the Breakfast Club.
It's not something like it's not that I refuse to watch it. I've just never like actively sought it out. That's it.
And if it's on TV, I might watch it if there's nothing better on.
I'll watch it. I don't have cable.
So. Oh. No, if I was with a group of people and everybody was like, "Hey, let's watch the Breakfast Club." I'd be like, "Okay, let's watch it." It's not like,
unfortunately, no one's ever done that in a group.
No.
No group in the history of life has ever said, "Let's watch Breakfast Club."
I mean, we did that in college, but that's cuz we had our Brat Pack movie marathons.
Huh. Okay. Oh, to add to
Manny, you know what the Brat Pack is? Well, it was Robert Downey Jr. and Judd Nelson and Anthony Michael Hall and
Emilio Estevez, Demi Moore, yeah. Molly Ringwald.
Oh yeah, those iconic ones.
Ali
from...
Sheedy.
That's the guy in Mighty Ducks, right?
Emilio Estevez is.
Yeah, or I guess it's Emilio Estevez. Do you know his brothers? Is who his brother is?
No,
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, he's a Sheen.
Carlos Estevez is his real name.
Damn.
Just like Martin Sheen is their dad.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the family resemblance is there. Once you know about it, you're like,
I don't want to know. Take it back. Rewind. Just kidding.
But I like Emilio Estevez.
I love Emilio Estevez.
And Martin Sheen's awesome, too.
And Charlie Sheen's there.
Yeah, he is there.
Yeah.
He's certainly there.
He had AIDS at one point.
Did he?
He had HIV at least, and I think he said he cured himself of it.
All I know is he's winning.
All he does is win. All I know is that he lived
with tiger's blood.
He lived with two really attractive porn stars. He did. He lived with like two really attractive porn stars and he dated both of them at the same time. And like, I'm not saying that that's what I want to do because I don't think I could date. I couldn't date a porn star because I'm pretty sure I would never measure up to the 14 inches they took yesterday. But I'm still a little jelly. Could you date a porn star? Let's say you met just the pretty, like, April O'Neil. April O'Neil's very attractive. I think she's great. And I heard you on Podzilla. Let's go out for lunch. I think you're really handsome. I would like to court you, is what she would say. Could you court?
Is that how she talks?
Well, in my head, yeah. I've never heard her really talk though. She's always got something in her mouth. But would you?
You've heard her talk on reading the creepy text,
yeah. But could you date her? No. And would you be tempted to look her up?
Honestly, part of me would think yes, because if as an active porn star, she deals with, you know, that stuff all day and then she still chooses to come home to me, like that's a confidence booster right there.
Okay, but then on, you know, Thursday, you guys are going to go out for dinner, and Thursday morning she sends you a selfie at work with Lexington Steele saying, "We're about to shoot our scene. He wanted to say hey." And you go, "Fuck.
I don't know who that is."
Fuck. I'm going to look him up.
I'm not.
And I'm going to pass the phone to you.
Well, okay. Because, I mean, I feel like that would – the downside, though, is like I am a jealous person. So I would just ask that all work stuff be kept strictly, you know –
at work?
Yeah. Like, keep that away from me.
Let's see if I can find any pictures of Lexington Steele without his dick out. Nope.
Probably not. Nope.
He's a handsome man, and he has a large dick.
I mean, we talk about, like, Mandingo or...
Ringo Dingo?
You can't say that!
He did.
We were watching Black Dynamite earlier.
I gave Jesse the Jesse face. I'm going to flip
Ringo
it.
Mandingo.
I'm going to flip it. Mandy, what about you? Could you date a porn actor?
I don't know.
Someone that you know is going to go to work and have sex with multiple women and then come home to you and it's their job.
Probably not.
It's their job. Like, it's not, it's not like they're like, you know, whores or anything. That's their job is to have sex on camera for money.
Yeah. Probably not.
Lindsay?
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. It's one of those things like you kind of just have to be confronted with it because right now I think like, you know, I might not have a problem with it. But then, like, I would probably very quickly realize that I have a significant problem with it.
Yeah. Because she'd come home from work, and she'd be, like, fixing juice. And I'd be like, "So how was your work today?" "Oh, it was rough. It was a long
shoot." No, I would never ask about work.
It was a long shoot. And then I would go, yeah, yeah.
Or you'd have the
how
case
many dudes
of...
jizzed in your hair today?
Ew.
But no, like, what would really concern me, like, say later on down the line we have kids. And then the kids discover mommy's profession.
I'm going to look up mommy's work.
Or they see her when they're older. Yeah, I think it also be one of those things where you think like, yeah, it's fine. And then maybe like after they're with you for a while, they'll stop kind of thing.
A lot of them do that. I mean, a lot of the porn actors are usually married to each other. And usually people that marry outside of porn stop doing porn eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the big porn stars at this point have all retired. Like I think Tara Patrick, Jenna Jameson. Sasha Gray. Why do I know these names? Don't look at me.
Yeah, no, you're like
they're all rattling off. A lot of them are mainstream now. Like Sasha Gray is a legitimate actress.
I don't know who Sasha Gray is.
She's been in a bunch of stuff, but I doubt any of it you've seen.
I mean, I knew who April O'Neil was just because
Creepy Text Theater.
Well, no, like she dressed up as April O'Neil, and then I remember you showing me that picture, and I was like, oh, that's neat. And then I have seen.
I was
it
like,
on
Jesse,
Reddit
guess what her name
since.
Is? Guess what her name is? It's April O'Neil. She was in the Turtles porn movie.
Oh, God.
She was also in the Guardians of the Galaxy porn movie.
I think she's in most porn movies.
Did you ever see that, the Guardians of the Galaxy, like the trailer for that porn movie?
Yeah. Yeah, because I made Allie and was it you and Allie?
You made me watch it, yeah.
Yeah, I made them watch all the trailers.
They were so awful.
Back to back. There was like, there was one for Full House, which was super creepy.
Oh,
yeah. I drew the line at the My Little Pony. I left the room.
What My
the
Little fun. Pony. There was one for Family Guy, there was one for Guardians, there was one for all the superhero movies, Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Yeah, I just remember Guardians of the Galaxy, someone very unexpected, and I'm not going to say who, showed me the picture for it, and I just died laughing.
Was it a Groot or a Rocket?
It was the whole crew, because April O'Neil was Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah.
And then Groot was just a gigantic wooden penis.
Yeah. gigantic wooden dong.
Nothing about that isn't funny. And I say giant, like, I mean, we're talking like this was a 6-foot individual in like a wooden penis costume.
Yeah. Oh, the one for fucking Pokemon. Have you seen that?
No.
Where Pikachu, it's a sexy girl body, but it has this weird Pikachu style face. Oh,
she's like, I don't know, she had like a ball cap with ears on it or what. It was disturbing.
And they film,
no, I have seen that.
It's terrifying. Okay. And they film all of these movies in like the same room. It's funny how all events in life happen in that guy's like second bedroom. Anyway, we got to get out of here for the weekend, guys. All right. Your weekend assignment is to go watch It or Mandy. If you can't watch it, watch the trailers for all of the movies we just suggested. I'm going to make you a checklist.
If you want to laugh, just at very least, check out that Guardians of the Galaxy one.
Because YouTube it. There's no nudity. There's no sex. You just see the worst parts of it, like the bad acting.
Yes.
So it's worth it. It's worth it, I swear.
It is hilarious.
It is still not safe for work.
Just don't watch all of them at once, because it's just like, please stop.
Your brain will melt into a pile of goo.
Well, all right then.
Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We're going to see you back on Sunday with Nerd Up, where Jesse's going to talk about Hellboy.
It's going to be a very similar conversation to what we had here.
Porn included?
No. Just the Hellboy part.
He's going to include an intro song?
Yeah, I am.
You're not the first person to do it.
No.
I was, if it makes you feel better. All right. And we'll be back next week to do all of this over again.
Yeah.
I want to remind you guys to head up podzilla1985.com and go back and listen to all the old episodes. We had a great episode this week that Asa and Dalton did with T-Dog and the Stone Cold Plumster from Stride Pro Wrestling. That was on Tuesday. Wednesday, we had PWU, of course. Sunday was Nerd Up. And then tonight, well, you're listening to it. So
that was all out of order.
What show are we doing next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday is the comic show.
Oh.
Research.
So, yeah. So, I'm glad you mentioned that. So, as you guys know, we're starting a rotating Tuesday. We had I Want to Believe 2 weeks ago, which went very well, I thought, and I've had a lot of great feedback. Thank you guys. We had PW Presents this Tuesday when Asa and Dalton talked to Jerry Travelstead and the Plumster. And then on Tuesday, Jesse will be debuting the revamped comic show with Dalton and Asa.
Yes.
Which we still don't have a name for?
Correct.
We're still going over what we're thinking? Okay.
Because that obviously can't be the Marvelous Jesse and Chris again.
And the Marvelous Jesse and Asa and Dalton just doesn't sound right.
It doesn't have the same ring to it. But for that show, I can already tell you guys the topic, at least, because we have that. We're going to talk about how to get into comic books, because we understand that it can be quite the daunting task.
Can't confirm. You guys have tried teaching me, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I made Jesse go get my comics, and when I went by myself, I was like, what do I buy? What?
Where is Groot? Well, do you want Groot? Ultra Groot? Super Groot? Number 25?
Yeah, Barry and Groot. How do you... The numbers. What numbers?
Yeah, that was a fun thing, trying to tell Mandy how to figure out variant issues. But anyway...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say just in general, guys, be thinking we're going to post on Facebook asking about specific characters that you guys might want to get into so that we can, because we're going to do some of the more popular ones. But if you guys have any ones in particular you want to hear, make sure you post on this post.
Like or Hellboy.
Or just send a message to us. Yeah, if there's anything in specific that you want to get into but don't know how or you know, it's a daunting task, let us know. We'll try and make it easy for you.
And I think we're going to try to work out some kind of sponsorship or just something we can do with Villainous Grounds. Because if you're going to go get comics, there's only one place to get them.
You best believe they's going to get plugged.
Yes. Much like Mandy before she goes to see it. No. No.
Shannon.
No. Wow.
Villainous Grounds. Shannon. Villainous Grounds. Villainous Grounds is a great place. It's the only place to get comics. Mandy, please don't be mad at me.
Shannon's a douche.
He is. I'm so sorry.
I made you this too.
That's... it's a little neutron. All right. Hey, guys. We'll see you on Sunday. Have a great weekend. Mandy.
Yeah.
You want to take us out?
Bitches out.